Indy 500 champ, Joseph Newgarden, and also a Nashville native. Before we open it up for questions, it was recently announced, Joseph, that your season's going to end here this year. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's great. Really great to be out here. I've been, you know, trying to get out here for the last couple of years as the NASCAR crowd has come back, you know, to run this race, which is fantastic to see for this community. You know, I'm a Nashville guy. I was born and raised here. I used to come to events out here as a kid. I'm excited that we're going to run our season finale here in IndyCar in a couple months' time in September. So I'm doing a little bit of studying today and also just trying to cheer on my teammates. Like I said, I've been trying to get out here to watch this race for the last couple years. So finally got here, and hopefully we got a good day. It's hot. Oh, my gosh. It's so humid. You know, I almost wish I was home, but it's nice to be out here and get a lay of the land and, you know, see what we're going to be in for in September.
So we know you'll be cheering on your Team Penske teammates, but what about a former classmate of yours, I guess, Josh Berry?
Yeah, it's a funny story. You know, I mean, it'll be great to see Josh run here. I'm sure he's, thrilled to be, you know, in the show and hopefully having a great day. This is a hometown race for him. It's funny, Josh and I were in the same class in seventh and eighth grade. We both had no idea that we liked racing. I mean, I didn't know Josh very well in middle school. There's a lot of people in school and you didn't know everybody super well. And I had no idea that Josh was in the racing until, you know, I grew up one day and then I see this Josh Berry kid and he's, you know, now a cup driver. So very cool to see his journey. He's had an amazing, just an amazing storyline. Like if you learn about how Josh got into racing and how he got his opportunity, it's a very cool story. And so great to see what he's done, and I'm wishing him luck today, too, in his hometown race.
All right, we'll open it up for questions. Steven?
All right. Steven Toronto, CBS Sports. Joseph, I was talking with Ryan yesterday, and he mentioned that he was supposed to bring something out to you, but he forgot it. What specifically did he leave behind?
Yeah, I heard that. I'm like, you had one job. Now we're gonna do a helmet trade. It's kind of been on the list for a little while, and he didn't bring it. So I'll bring mine. I didn't bring mine either. That I'm not gonna give him my helmet just yet. But we'll get it done at some point. I'll probably bring it to Charlotte, and we'll figure out a time. But I thought it would have been cool to do it this weekend, and he messed it up, so he doesn't get it yet.
All right. Thanks, Joseph. Thanks for clarifying that.
All right, we'll go to Teresa here on the front.
Joseph, Teresa Walker, Associated Press. You mentioned that you watched races out here when you were growing up. Have you had a chance to do any tire testing, anything whatsoever on this track as a driver?
Yeah, unfortunately not yet. We were just here a couple weeks ago. Four cars were. They were tire testing. And I was, you know, from afar, I was looking and listening. But I've not had the opportunity yet. We're going to have another test in August. They're going to do another tire test and downforce specification test, trying to understand how to get our cars working around this track. I don't know if I'm running that. I think it's one car per team that's going to come here, so it'll probably be 10 cars, 10 or 11. And so we'll see if that's going to be me. It's either going to be me or one of my teammates. So I might not have an opportunity to drive here until the finale. If that's the case, you know, that's all right. I'm very excited to, you know, come out here and run a race. I don't think I've ever run on an all-concrete racetrack, at least not an oval. So, you know, I'm interested to see how that translates to our cars and, you know, how we'll take to it. I hope we have a lot of speed, you know, for a season finale. If we're in the championship fight, it would be, you know, pretty storybook, at least for my side, to win a championship here in Tennessee.
Okay, we'll go to Mike.
Happy to see the Grand Prix move out here from downtown because you're so good.
Yeah, it's a little bittersweet. You know, I think obviously for us, we would like to see the Music City Grand Prix with everything that big machine that has done. I think we'd like to see it, you know, at some point come back down to, you know, Broadway was going to be really electric. I think for everybody that was, you know, looking forward to it. But at the same time, you know, it's sort of a I say bittersweet because I also am very happy that we're running here. I've always wanted to run this racetrack. I love an oval for a season finale. I think in some ways that will work better for us on the IndyCar side. So it will be a very thrilling, you know, event. But it is bittersweet because I love the downtown street race. So it's, you know, it's almost like we need to figure out a way to have both. If you can have the one downtown and we can have the oval here, that would almost be the best scenario. But I am excited that it's going to be on an oval. I think this is a great track and will be a great season finale for us.
All right, we'll go to Larry over here.
Hey, Joseph, Larry Woody. Do you and Josh ever communicate or have any interaction, or are you traveling different paths?
Very different paths. You know, I talked about his story, and his is completely different to mine. You know, I was into go-karting when I was a kid. I think, you know, he was more into the late model short track route. And, you know, I went to Europe to race at one point, came back, and, you know, just very different programs, different paths. I didn't even really know about Josh's journey until recently, let's say, you know, 5-6 years ago. So we've not talked much outside of social media. We've talked a little bit on Twitter, but it's fun to watch it from afar. I know his story pretty well after listening about it. And just very, you know, proud for him. I mean, he did a really great job. Everybody's got a different path in racing on how you can get to the top. It's super difficult, I think, in any discipline if you want to make it to professional motor racing. And, you know, he obviously had a really great journey and worked hard for it. So I think, you know, he's someone that I look at that is very fitting and deserves to be here. So it's fun to follow a story like that. No, I never interacted with Taylor Swift. I can't say that. I think she was a grade above us. So, yeah, we never crossed paths.
All right, we'll take the next question from Tom.
Tom Krueger, Tennessee. And Joseph, we've seen guys like Kyle Larson do both. Have you ever thought about getting in a cup car?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to drive a cup car at some point. You know, I used to go to Bristol races as well when I was a kid. Bristol's always been like very high on my list. This track and Bristol were probably the two that I went to the most to see cup races. But to do the double would be, you know, for me, it would be a great opportunity. I don't know that that will ever take shape. It's really tough nowadays to get that all lined up. There's a lot of people that have to be involved and come together on that. So I think first and foremost, it was great to see Kyle do it. We'd love to see more people do it. You know, and I think if you ask almost anybody across both grids, whether it's the stock car side or IndyCar, there's a lot of people that want to do it. I mean, any racer loves to run, you know, multiple forms of motorsport. It's just difficult to do nowadays. Some people get programs put together, and I think Kyle probably has the most fluid. You know, he's kind of everywhere, and he does it the most of anybody. But yeah, from my side, I don't know if I'll ever be able to put that together, but if I can, I would love to run the double one day. So it's definitely high on my list.
All right, we'll go to Chris.
I'm kind of like strategizing that if we win enough Indy 500s, that maybe they'll just have to say yes. Like, I think that's the strategy. You know, we got two now. Like, how many do you need for an automatic yes on that? Is it two more? Yeah, that's. I don't know what the number is, but we'll just keep going until they say yes.
ChrisNetGetchens.com. Joseph, the heat has been a big factor, a big storyline this weekend. What's been your recollection of the hottest Indy car, and is it a different heats? I mean, do you feel heat differently in any car? Is it a lot more hotter in any car than it would be maybe a stock car?
We used to have it better off. When we didn't have the screens on the car, it was definitely a lot cooler inside the cockpit. I mean, you know, your air temp to cockpit temperature was, let's say, 5 to 10 degrees different. Now it's probably 25, 30 degrees different. So I think we're a lot closer to what the stock car guys are experiencing. We have to run cool suits at a lot of places now, just because it's too hot and you're not going to make it. It's very physical in the IndyCar too. There's no power steering. That's the big difference between the two, is that, you know, your effort is very, very high in the IndyCar because you have no power steering. I mean, you're, you know, susceptible to probably 30 foot-pounds of torque through the steering wheel, just to give an idea. If you have power steering, that average is probably 12 foot-pounds of torque. So you're almost three times the steering load in an IndyCar. And when you couple that with heat, it can really drain you. So yeah, I think we're a lot closer to these guys now with the aero screen. Today would have been a tough day, but you know, it's part of what you train for. I actually like it too when it's really hot. I know people around me will suffer a little bit more, and I think it gives us a better chance. So I've never minded a hot race. It's always been fun for me.
Any other questions? Oh, TD.
Yeah, Joseph, a lot of the NASCAR drivers now are running late model races here and there. I know you've got some connections with the National Fairgrounds Speedway. You've run the SRX there before. Any chance to get you in a late model down there at some point?
Maybe one day. I wish. You know, it's going to be the same answer. It's very difficult to get a yes on some of these extracurricular activities, and I wish I could do more. I really do. I'm focused in on my IndyCar program. You know, I've been able to branch out a little bit this year. Running the Daytona 24 with the Porsche team as well was really a big treat for me. And you know, I showed up at a good time. We were able to win that race. I'm just slowly trying to introduce the opportunities to do other stuff, but it's tough. I mean, it's a real battle to, you know, try and add to the plate. And look, at the end of the day, I think the IndyCar side's what matters. You know, I have a job because I perform on the IndyCar side, and I've got to make sure we're continuing to do that for our partners, for our team. So that's number one for me. But if we can keep, you know, delivering results, then we can add a couple more things. It'd be great. I'd love to run at the fairgrounds too. What a cool track. So I don't know. I don't have a good answer for you. I hope one day I get to go there.
Any other questions? Come up here to the front, Jim.
Jim Elder, motorsport.com. I was just curious, you seem to have a wide range of motorsport interests. Not what specifically made you end up in an IndyCar as your main entity?
Yeah, I wouldn't, you know, I'm going to answer this, and I wouldn't read too much into, you know, I'm not divisive when it comes to motorsport. Like, I like it all. You know, it doesn't matter if it's a cup car or it's a sports car or an IndyCar or a Formula One car. I like everything. I mean, you know, I think when you're a motorsport fan, you like all forms of race. Or it could be a sprint car. It could be anything that you could put on the list. But I will say, when I was a kid, I naturally gravitated more towards open wheel cars. And for, you know, for me, for odd reasons, I think when you look at a stock car, you know, I think it's supposed to be relatable, where you go, oh, this looks just like, you know, you could buy something that looks similar to this on the road, and that's the cool factor to it. I almost had the cool factor for the open wheel cars because it looked like something you couldn't attain. You're like, wow, what are these guys like? Are they astronauts or are they, you know, jet fighter pilots? Like, they look so different than anything else out there that's what drew me in. So when I was a kid, I naturally gravitated to open wheel cars. I was very interested in IndyCar, very interested in Formula One. And it's not that I didn't like all forms of racing. I just naturally gravitated towards that. So I got into go-karting and was really interested in how do I, you know, get to the top level of open wheel racing. And, you know, fortunately that worked out. And I've had a great career in IndyCar. It's been, you know, the time of my life. But that doesn't mean I don't love other forms of motorsport. That's why, you know, ask if I want to run a stock car. Absolutely. I think it'd be a blast to run a stock car. And to be able to do multiple programs would be great. It's so difficult. It's not like the 70s. You know, when it was back then and you had guys like Mario Andretti or AJ Foyt, they could kind of do all this stuff. Especially if you won races, you could get the opportunities. Now, you know, it doesn't really matter. To put everything together is really tough. You just don't see it that often now.
All right, we'll take our last question from Nathan.
Nathan Sullivan, Speed Sport. Joseph, the last couple of years, we kind of had the IndyCar NASCAR crossover weekend at IMS. Obviously, that's not on the schedule this year. Is that an aspect of the schedule that you'll miss, and do you want to see that going forward? And what does that mean for motorsports to have weekends like that?
Yeah, I mean, if you're asking me, I'd like to see it more often. You know, it maybe wasn't the best crossover. Like, I'd almost like to see an oval crossover. I think it would be really neat. You know, it doesn't matter who goes first. Like, we can run first. It doesn't. That stuff doesn't matter to me. I just think when we're in the same, you know, facility together, I mean, everybody wins in that side. I think if I was a fan and I was just going to the track, I'd want to see both. So yeah, I would selfishly like to see a couple of these events come on the schedule. I don't know if that will happen. I liked the IMS crossover, and I hope we get to do it again at some point, whether it's there or it's at another track.
All right, that wraps it up. Thanks a lot, Joseph.
Yep. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for being here. We look forward to seeing you here September 13th through the 15th. For the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix.